Spermaceti. I sound my sight, and flexing skeletons eddy in our common wall. With a sonic bolt from the fragrant chamber of my head, I burst the lives of some and slow, backwashing them into my mouth. I lighten, breathe, and laze below again, and peer in long, low tones over the curve of hard, deriva-tasting and oil-tasting coasts to the grand, grinding coasts of rigid air. How the wall of our medium has a shining, pumping rim, the withstood crush of deep flight in it, perpetual entry. Only the holes of eyesight and breath still tie us to the dwarf-making air, where true sight barely functions. The power of our wall likewise guards us from slowness of the rock hard, its life-powdering compaction, from its fissures and streamy layers that we sing into sight, but are silent, fixed, disjointed in. Eyesight is a leakage of nearby into us, and shows us the taste of food conformed over its spines. But our greatest sight is uttered. I sing beyond the curve of distance the living joined bones of my song fellows. I sound a deep volcano's valve tube storming whitely in black weight. I receive an island slump, song scrambling ship's heartbeats, and the sheer shear of current forms bracketing a seamount. The wall, which running blind I demolish, heels prickling me with sonars. My every long-shaped cry re-establishes the world and centres its ringing structure.